Proclamation number 8752 of 13th of February, 1964. Bliss by grace. Truly, you can only become blessed by grace. Understand that you all voluntarily chose death when you renounced your love for me, when you fell away from me and thereby sinned against me and fell into the abyss. This apostasy from me once took place, otherwise you did not walk on this earth, because your being as man is only the result of that former apostasy from me. You yourselves therefore rejected me and my love, and this sin weighs so heavily upon you that you yourselves will never be able to bear it away. That this is why Jesus Christ came to earth and accomplished the act of salvation on the cross for you, which redeemed your original sin. But you originally emerged from my love, and this love also no longer lets go of you. This love gives itself to you perpetually, it does everything to draw you back to itself again. And because of your great guilt of sin, every work of love towards you is therefore a grace, an undeserved gift, which I give to you to help you against a beatitude. You can only become blissfully happy out of grace, for everything has to happen from me, because you yourselves are in complete lack of strength and are no longer able to lift yourselves out of the abyss into which you have plunged yourselves. I have to give you strength, and I have to pull you on and on. Upwards to the height where I should punish, allow grace to prevail. Where I should deny myself to you, I give myself to you, even though you yourselves do not deserve it. This is therefore to be understood by grace, that you are not entitled to demand, since you have made everything a joke to yourselves through your apostasy from me, but that I continue to give to you voluntarily, that I do not pay attention to your great guilt and still give to you with my love. Only I cannot give you happiness, because you must acquire this yourselves, by you now also fulfilling my will, by you keeping my commandments, which demand love from you towards me and towards the neighbor. But that you can do this, that is also a gift of favor from me, because I give you power in every way. But you have to accept and use all gifts of grace voluntarily, for although the measure of grace is exceedingly great, you will nevertheless not be forced to accept it. But this is determined solely by your free will, which I cannot and will not judge, because this violates the law of eternal order, because this calls my perfection into question, who cannot create anything but perfection, and free will also belongs to perfection. And since you yourselves have left perfection through your apostasy from me, since you have completely changed your nature, only my never-ending love can still save you by showering you with blessings which, however, are available to every person but are not equally utilized by all people. And when you now believe that I myself determine the degree or time of your happiness, then you are in erroneous thinking, because exactly in it consists of my happiness that you voluntarily returned to me. That you returned the love to me, which I give to you. That you change your nature again yourselves back into your original being, where my love could radiate through you constantly. I truly have the power at any time to make you perfect again with one blow, but in this I see neither love nor wisdom, nor happiness. My aim is right children who are urged on to the Father through love, who show me a heart full of love and long for union with me. But due to your former fall into sin, they would never reach the final aim if I did not grant them grace upon grace, if I myself did not give myself to them again and again. Therefore you can only become blessed out of grace. But you also have to use these graces voluntarily. And that is why people's degree of love and maturity is so different. Although the measure of grace is not reduced for anyone, but it depends on the acceptance of the graces that they can also be effective on you. But without grace, without my loving help, you would be completely incapable of taking the path of return to me, and whether you lived on earth for eternities. As long as you resist me and my love, you will not avail yourselves of my blessings either, and so long will you remain distant from me, you will condemn yourselves, for you will create every fate for yourselves. Bliss or wretchedness. You will only then finally return to me when you let yourselves be seized by my grace and love, no longer offer any resistance and now also reciprocate my love yourselves, which will then also unite us for all eternity. Amen.